There you are, beautiful. I've been waiting for you. We don't have much time. I need to paint you. But it's just us, and I know you like to be bullied a bit. Keeps you humble. Now, chin up. Feel my fingers tilting your face. There. We'll start with foundation. Pat, pat, pat. There we go. Oh, your skin is immaculate. I can't even tease you about it. Now, look down. I know exactly what colors to use for your eyes. You can hear the smile at the back of my teeth. You make me sound like a shark. I'm your royal servant. You don't have to call me names. Flick your eyes up for me. Ugh, your lashes, I hate you. Oh, I'm too bold. You always say that, but you keep me around. Because I'm your type, that's why. Oh, please. I'm a Scorpio with a 2-inch tongue. I'm everyone's type. Now for the blush. No, I won't pinch your cheeks, even though sometimes I want to. I'm sure I'd go too hard. Plus, I'm not a barbarian. We'll use rouge. Tilt your head. This way, that way. Are my brushes soft enough for your royal skin? Oh, it's good for you. Now, while I finish up, I want the gossip from court. What specifically? If I remember correctly, Duke Chardonnier was harassing you about taxes. Ugh, he's been even more of a pest since his sister died. Ugh, I miss her. She was a lovely, adventurous, warm woman. He said what to you? The gall, the gumption, the audacity, and the nerve. If he ever says anything like that to you again, just tell him if he still misses his sister, he can come smell my fingers. Oh, you like that. I think you like the juxtaposition, the contrast. What do I mean? I think you just want me to talk more, and you know exactly what I mean. Oh, fine. A gentle touch on your face, but biting words in your ear. love it. You know it's very hard to fill in your eyebrows when you keep pinching them together with worry. Stop it. Do not waste a thought on the Duke. He is small and insecure. Only hit dogs holler. True things don't need to be spoken. Don't be foolish and let it stop you. Did you just shiver? The anger inside me is sleeping, not dead. Though when I hear what you endure in court, it certainly stirs within me. Other parts of me do too. Oh, it's so hard to finish your blush when you're actually blushing. Calm down, it's just makeup. Why am I so confident in you? You've never asked me that before. You must really be in crisis. I am not stalling for time. How dare you? Look down. I need to finish. Yes. The mascara should feel like a kiss from a butterfly. Flutter, flutter. There it is. Such a perfect frame for the perfect pair of eyes. Again, with your question of confidence. Has it ever occurred to you that I just like painting you? That it's a good job? Fine, I am more transparent than I appear. I have confidence in you because you wake up every day and you make the right choice. Yes, well, shut up, I'm doing your lips. Just listen and pout at me. I like the way it looks. What choice do you make that I find so appealing? I know it's tedious, but let me answer your question with a question. Humor me, or I'll make you look like a clown. Good. When you look deeply within yourself, what do you find? If you're honest, what's there? An ocean of lust? A cemetery of ambition? A nursery of fear? A harem of illicit, luxurious wants? We are ugly on the inside. Base, violent, and cruel. Yes, don't I know it? Listen. The virtues we praise. Kindness, thoughtfulness, foresight, empathy. You know, the sort of people we want to surround ourselves with without actually putting in the effort to become like them. All of those things take work, conscious thought, moving opposite of what the rage inside us demands. It's not easy. I've all but given up. But you, You struggle, and it doesn't stop you. Your position is influential. You don't have to tiptoe. You have power enough to take what you want and trample everyone else. But still, for all your power, you strive for some sort of creative, spiritual way of seeing the world and organizing it in your mind. And it shows in how you rule, how you carry yourself. And how, for some reason, you seem to know that the first words are always the wrong ones. Yes, well, me and my Scorpio tongue have never learnt that message. It has gotten me into trouble. How did you? I admire your diplomacy, your commitment to being kind. It would be easier to be cruel, more in line with our nature. It's a choice you make, especially here. The royal court is anything but kind, believe me. Oh, you'd kiss my tongue to soothe it. You're so sweet. That's what I like about you. Fine. I guess the lipstick you wear today is mine. Come here. Oh, you're so sweet. It's hell to let you go, but I have to. Good luck at court. I'll see you very soon.